The St. Martin's Theatre in the London equivalent of Broadway, the West End, is currently housing Agatha Christie's seminal mystery, The Mousetrap, which, like the Queen herself, is celebrating its own Diamond Jubilee.
In connection with the murder, the police are anxious to interview a man seen in the vicinity wearing a dark overcoat, light scarf, and soft felt hat.
Kansas City Actors Theater has, in its eighth season, staged some scabrous dramas like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and Glengarry Glen Ross. So a British drawing room mystery that's been staged countless times in community theaters and high schools alike was kind of unexpected, even for one of its cast, Gary Neil Johnson.
When I first heard that they were doing The Mousetrap, I thought, you know, The Mousetrap, K-Cat doing the Mousetrap. And then the more I thought about it, one, it's got great credentials. I mean, we are talking about the longest running play in the Western world. How can you poo-poo that? And people need to see it.
Like Johnson, Natalie Licardello also plays a character who is suspected in the show's central murder. She believes that there are compelling reasons to revisit a play with what many call stock characters.
I play Molly Ralston. She's one of the proprietors of the guest house. And on the page, she's just this really sort of stock ingenue, I guess. But when you dig down a little bit deeper, there's darkness. She's quite the past. And it's fun to elevate the stock character to something deserving. There's times where we stop in rehearsal and we're like, oh my God, wait, they know this. By this point, they know this. So if I know that, then I know you. And then if I know you, then it's, yeah. So it's this neat sort of web.
Directing the show is Mark Robbins, who's finding that the play not only offers viable theatrics, but intricate and unpredictable twists and turns.
It's just wonderful to see 2 hours being taken up by this interplay of characters. Invariably, all of them have some terrible, deep, dark secret. And the trick is that at some point during the evening, you as the audience member, we have to make sure that you suspect that any one of them is capable, fully capable of bludgeoning someone to death. It's like a nightmare where you think that you're surrounded by people you know, when suddenly, just with a slight turn of perception in your brain, every one of them is a stranger, in a sense.
Of course, the payoff of any murder mystery is discovering the killer along with the detective. Robbins hopes to enlist the audience in keeping that secret.
When we started talking about doing it, I realized, you know, I don't remember how this play. I don't remember who done it. I don't remember how it turns out. But now there's been a long-standing tradition in the London production. At the end of the production, they say, please don't tell. You're on the honor system. Please don't give away the ending to anyone else. And I think we're going to carry on that tradition here. Make a plea to the audience to clam up after they leave.
5 days after closing the show, the theater is opening a more contemporary mystery, The Real Inspector Hound, said to be a comedic homage to The Mousetrap. Steve Walker, KCUR News.